Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Maddie A.
Okay. Give it to me. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome in. Happy Friday, you guys. I'm in the zone today. I'm not going to lie. I'm on day 36 of my 75 hard challenge. It's going amazing. I just wrapped up a great morning workout. I joined a group called F3. I think they're all over the nation, actually. It is Fellowship, Faith, and Fitness. And, it's not necessarily for those of you who aren't religious, you know, a hardcore religious group or anything like that. It's just a group of guys that get together Monday through Saturday for an outdoor workout, 45 minutes. One of the guys in the groups leads it and they kind of rotate, but it helps me with my 75 hard challenge, 5:15 to 6 a.m. And I always feel pumped up after really challenging myself in the morning. I'm getting ready to head up for some fun in the biggest little city in the world today for the Super Bowl weekend up in Reno. It's two of my best friends' birthdays. And it's going to be a little bit different of a Super Bowl for me, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the challenge. You know, the 75 Hard Challenge has been an amazing test of will and discipline. And, you know, just when you think you've found a threshold, just when you kind of bump up against a ceiling, this challenge gives you an opportunity, a chance to break through it. And when you do, man, it is powerful. And I want to inspire some of you to, you know, make a choice and a decision to get after something that you know is going to challenge you, that you know is uncomfortable, whether it's business, whether it's with your health, whether it's in relationships, whether it's with an investment, right? Start running towards those challenges. You know, life is fast and, you know, we're already a month into the year and, you know, we're getting close to being halfway through the quarter. Soon it's going to be halfway through the year and, you know, soon we'll be into 2022. And, you know, I see too many people moving too slow. And then they look up and they complain and wonder why they're not covering the ground that they want to cover. You know, you're letting the speed of life and all that it throws at you overwhelm you. And you're overthinking things. And that leads to being scared. It leads to just not taking action altogether. And so today I wanted to share something with you that has really helped me over the last few years, not only in my career and, you know, in my businesses, but in my personal journey as well. And that is the skill, the process of velocity decision-making. So what is velocity decision-making? It's exactly what it basically sounds like, making quick decisions, acting swiftly. Now, I'm not just talking about making quick and reckless decisions. There's a process to this, and I'll share this with you here in today's episode. But let me first give you some color on why I've adopted this and implemented this in a lot of areas into my life. Now, if you're new to the show, welcome. First and foremost, this is the Millionaire Mindcast, where we not only focus on wealth building and financial gains, right? All things money, but also how to weaponize yourself, how to live like a millionaire in all areas of your life, with your health and your relationships and your community, your friendships, your family, right? Giving back to other people. This is about being a whole life millionaire, not just having a bunch of zeros and commas in your bank account. Don't get me wrong. On Wednesdays, we love talking all things money, right? And money is important, but this is a whole life approach to really being the person and optimizing and weaponizing yourself to tackle any aspects of life. And, you know, I used to be someone who was very calculated, almost perfectionistic. I still find those, you know, parts of me come up in certain areas. It was, you know, part of my personality that I didn't want to look bad in front of others. I didn't want to be judged for failing. I didn't want to, you know, get less than the result I knew I was capable of. And the challenge with that is that honestly, you know, it prevented me from ever taking action in the first place on many of the things that I really wanted to do and that I wish I would have done. The overthinking just led me to feeling overwhelmed. And it ultimately just led to me not doing anything about it. not taking any action. And we know that when you don't take any action, well, guess what? You ain't getting any damn results. You're not making any damn progress. And the thought of not achieving your goal, I just shouldn't pursue it in the first place, right? If I can't get the outcome that I want, let's just not do it. Let's just move on. And I hear and see this from a lot of people who hit me up on social media or online saying, hey, Matt, I want to invest, but. Hey, Matt, I'd love to do the 75 challenge like you are, but. I want to do X or Y, or I want to achieve Z, but. And just know that, you know what I'm saying, what you're hearing right now, if this is resonating with you, know that you're not alone, right? Everybody goes through these conversations. Everybody has had these experiences in your life. What I want to invite you to today is, one, to be honest with yourself and see how that is serving you. If you're not getting the results that you want, if you're frustrated with where you're at financially, in your career, in your relationships, with your health, it is due to a lack of action, a lack of just moving the needle forward on doing what you need to do every day. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be doing the right thing every day. And that's where velocity decision-making comes in. And I'm going to share with you why velocity decision-making, because I think if you implement and apply this more into your life or into your business or into your relationships or anywhere, you'll not only see amazing results, you're going to see a lot different results. You're going to see massive growth in yourself, in your mindset. And that's going to show up when it is internally, it's going to start to show up externally. And you know, when I was doing more research on this, I found some pretty interesting data around this concept. I'll just talk about it in the context of business. In business, one study noted that organizations that are overly focused on accuracy, on the lack of not failing, meaning they are slower to make decisions, often lose out on opportunities, they incur inefficiencies, and they suffer morale issues like discouragement, complacency, and so on. Now, on the contrary, studies show that those organizations who use a framework for making quick and conscious decisions that are aligned with the mission, that are aligned with their goals, get faster results. They grow to be stronger and more connected and more efficient units in the process. Now, the interesting thing was these groups, they actually had a lot more failures along the way, but they were able to close those gaps to attack those failures much quicker, which actually allowed them to cover more ground in a shorter amount of time than the people who are trying to be accurate. Does this make any sense to you guys? Does this, right, hit or ring a bell for you in terms of, I can relate to this on so many levels, personal life and professional life, right? So whether this is in your business, whether this is with you individually, here are a few things that I want to highlight to help build the skill of velocity decision-making and just give yourself permission to give it a try, to just give yourself permission to apply it in a way that will serve you moving forward. Because when I started making quick, swift, but calculated decisions, I was able to cover so much more ground, get so much more feedback, and ultimately get the results that I was looking for, at least get closer to those results much faster than I would if I didn't do this. So number one, establish and follow a defined process. This is extremely important, guys. Don't just be reckless. Don't just make a quick decision because you know and think that you now need to act in terms of velocity, right, on something because you just think you need to do it. Use a framework to keep you coloring within the lines. I'm big on frameworks. You know, there's a great hack for speeding things up because you can follow a defined, a documented process for making decisions that you know you can plug into every time. What this does is it eliminates what they call the decision swirl, right? The tailspin of all of the what ifs, all the things that you're worried about, which basically takes away the overwhelm, the guessing, so that way you can use your framework to plug in and make decisions quicker. So obviously, you have to create those frameworks, right? That best work for you in the context that we're talking about, whether it's, you know, in business, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's with health, whether it's with, should I do this or should I do that? right? But this will help significantly. I'll give you an example. When someone asks me to invest in a deal with them, right? Or if I'm going to invest my money into X or to Y or to Z, I have a very specific framework of questions that I ask myself. You know, what's the ROI? Who's the team involved? Is this aligned with my five-year vision? Do I believe in this investment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? I've created a line of questioning that I have to check all these boxes, of course, in this framework, but that when I plug into this, it gives me the ability to eliminate all of the emotional thinking and get into the framework I've created for making a faster decision. And depending on the answers to those questions, to that framework, to that process, that will determine whether I move forward with it or not, right? So again, you can do this in your relationships, in your business, with your investments. The list goes on. The second thing to keep in mind with velocity decision-making is you have to embrace the uncertainty. You have to embrace the unknown, guys. Not having a guaranteed outcome is the piece of this that has the most potential to unlock your greatness, to unlock the things that you may never see coming. Life isn't about being right. It's not about winning all the time or looking good all the time. And with velocity decision-making, it is a great way of exposing yourself. People don't like being vulnerable. That's part of this process. Exposing the gaps that you have, exposing your weaknesses. When you can be honest with yourself, when you can lean into those kinds of opportunities, you can ultimately give yourself the greatest gift of growth. So as you make these decisions, as you get this real-time feedback, you are then given that opportunity to 2.0, to 3.0, to 4.0, right? To just continue to weaponize and improve yourself across the board. So in the end, with these improvements, by throwing more tools on your tool belt, more wisdom through these experiences, you get to where you want to go a whole lot faster. And in that process, even more importantly, you become someone that you wouldn't have become by playing small, by not taking these actions, by not putting yourself in these vulnerable spaces and moments, by playing slow. Guys, I'm telling you, the more you fail, the more you can change the relationship up in your head, in your mind, with how you engage with failure and look at it as a positive thing, as a quicker stepping stone to getting to where you want to go and who you want to become, the more inspiring you'll become to others, the more impactful you'll become as a human being, the more accomplished, the more battle-tested you will become. The more you fail, the more wins you're going to have. The more failures you have, it'll just give you the faster opportunities to become somebody that you're really proud of, that you're confident in. Because action creates confidence as long as you don't quit. If you come up short with the goal, or you lose money in that investment, or you make, you know, a bad decision that doesn't reflect good on you, or you get a bad review, or you lose a customer, or whatever it is that is preventing you, that fear that is preventing you from taking the action, be thankful that you're being given the opportunity through that failure to learn something about yourself so you could do something about it. So that fear completely gets eradicated. Make the tweak. Use the opportunity for growth to optimize yourself. Fill in the gap. Do something about it. And that is exactly why I love velocity decision making. It gets me to the bridges faster that I know I need to and I want to cross. Now, let me preface this before I close. Don't make big one-time decisions recklessly. You know, I'm not just saying go out there, make your first gut instinct, do stupid things, especially when it holds a ton of weight in your life or on somebody else's life or their future. But if you do find yourself in one of these scenarios, maybe consider using a series of partial incremental commitments that gives you micro data and feedback quickly while still protecting your downside. This will allow you to make faster, smaller, and less risky decisions, right? While getting the quick feedback that you're looking for, so that way you can take the next best tactical, the next best logical step toward achieving your goal. So hopefully this helps you guys a little bit. Hopefully this inspires you to take some action today, moving forward in some areas that maybe you've been procrastinating in or maybe a little bit fearful in. And hopefully this puts you in some uncomfortable yet powerful situations where you can see yourself grow. Because that's ultimately what life is all about. It's not to just go through life. It is to grow through life. And a lot of that will be in uncomfortable, in painful situations. But most importantly, on the other side, is enjoying those results, enjoying who you became in that process if you hadn't have done it otherwise. With that being said, if you guys enjoyed this episode, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, I invite you to hang out with me for 3 weekly episodes on your journey to becoming a whole life millionaire. This is not just about, you know, someone who has millions in the bank, but more importantly, someone who lives like a millionaire in all areas of their life and has the money in the bank to go with it. If you got value from this, all I ask is that you leave a review or share this with somebody that you think needs to hear this today. Feel free to post it on your social media. Tag me. Love connecting with you guys. Also, don't forget to check out themillionairemindcast.com for more episodes, for more show notes, for freebies, resources, downloads for you guys. There's new gear up in therichlifestore.com. So be sure to check that out and check out some of the swag. And if you guys haven't texted me yet or said what up, this is my call to action. Hit your boy up. Say hello. I love connecting with you guys. I love hearing about all the things that you're working on, how you guys are crushing life, some of the challenges that you guys are working on. If there's any content or guests that you guys want me to dig in on, feel free to text me that at 844-447-1555. Until next episode, cheers, my friends.